We thank for five presentation.
很好听的两首诗歌.
Very beautiful hymn.
第一首诗歌是他救了我.
The first hymn, He ransomed me.
这个他就是我们今天要传讲的主耶稣基督.
This He is the Lord Jesus Christ. Today we're going to preach.
耶稣这个名字的意思就是要把他的百姓从罪恶里面救出来.
The meaning of Jesus is He is going to deliver His people from sin.
基督呢就是救世主.
Christ is the Savior.
那么歌词一开始就唱到说，以前我迷失在罪途，轻慢阻碍，远离公义的正路.
The first, in the beginning of the hymn, that I once was lost in dark sin night.
作者认识到他是个罪人，他迷失在罪途.
The hymn writer realized he lost in the path of sin.
但是他也认识到主是爱，主是公义的.
He realized God is love and He's righteous.
作者知道他是被罪捆绑，也最终会接受神的审判.
The hymn writer realized he was bound by sin and will receive final judgment.
因为罪的结局就是死，所以作者一直都没有平安和喜乐.
Because the weight of sin is death, so the writer lost peace and joy.
但是感谢主，他救了我.
But thank God, He saved us.
主在十字架上，他为我们付了代价.
He paid the price on the cross.
他从罪中把我们释放出来.
He set us free from sin.
所以使作者他感到有了平安和喜乐.
So the author feels find joy and peace.
所以今天我们就要来认识这位救主.
So today we are now come to know this Jesus saved our Savior.
请我们有一些祷告.
Let's bow and pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你.
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
今天主日，我们弟兄姐妹在这里聚集来敬拜你，实在都是你莫大的恩典.
Our brothers and sisters meet together on the day of the Lord's Day.
我们谢谢你的大爱.
We thank you for your grace and love.
你在哥哥他上为我们付了代价.
You paid the price on Calvary.
你拯救我们的灵魂，也胜过一切的罪恶.
You save our soul and overcome all the sins.
你也从死里复活，把不朽坏的生命赐给我们。
We'll resurrect from the dead and give us immortal life.
好让我们得称为神的儿女。
So that we be called children of God.
我们也求你今天更多的来启示你自己。
Today we pray that you reveal yourself more and more to us.
借着圣灵来打开你的话，向我们的心说话。
Open your word and speak to our heart by the Holy Spirit.
好让我们认识你更多，也能爱你更深。
So that we can know you more and love you more.
我们把接下来的时间恭敬交在主的手中，求主祝福。
We commit the following time into your hand. May you bless.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord, in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.
好，请我们先来读一段的圣经。
Let's read a portion of scripture.
在创世纪的18章20到33节。
In Genesis chapter 18.
请我们一起读哈，创世纪18章20到33节。
Verse 20 to 33.
耶和华说，索多玛和俄摩拉的罪恶甚重。 声闻于我，我现在要下去查看他们所行的，果然竟像那达到我耳中的声音一样吗？若是不然，我也必知道。二人转身离开那里，向索多玛去。但亚伯拉罕仍旧站在耶和华面前。亚伯拉罕近前来说：“无论善恶，你都要剿灭吗？” 假若那城里有50个义人，你还剿灭那地方吗？不为城里这50个义人饶恕其中的人吗？将义人与恶人同杀，将义人与恶人一样看待，这算不是你所行的。审判全地的主岂不行公义吗？耶和华说：我若在索多玛城里现有50个义人， 我就为他们的缘故饶恕那地方的众人。亚伯拉罕说：“我虽然是灰尘，还敢对主说话。假若这50个义人短了5个，你就因为短了5个毁灭全城吗？”他说：“我在那里若现有45个。” 也不毁灭那城。亚伯拉罕又对他说，假若在那里建有40个怎么样呢？他说，为这40个的缘故，我也不做这事。亚伯拉罕说，求主不要动怒，容我说，假若在那里建有30个怎么样呢？他说，我在那里若建有30个，我也不做这事。亚伯拉罕说，我还敢对主说话，假若在那里建有20个怎么样呢？他说，为这20个的缘故，我也不毁灭那城。亚伯拉罕说，求主不要动怒，我再说这一次，假若在那里建有10个呢？他说，为这10个的缘故，我也不毁灭那城。耶和华与亚伯拉罕说完了话就走了，亚伯拉罕也回到自己的地方去了。请我们再来读一段圣经，是在圣经的最后一卷书启示录。
In Revelation,
启示录20:11-15.
Chapter 20, verse 11. From verse 11.
好，我们也一起念啊。我又看见一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。好，我们经文就读到这里。
The scripture we just stop here.
这两段经文都记载在圣经里面。
These two sections of scripture recorded in the Bible.
这个圣经是神所默示的。
This Bible was revealed by God.
是神要告诉我们他的旨意。
God will tell us His purpose.
还有他在宇宙中所要执行的计划。
And the plan He will execute in this universe.
圣经是要回答我们人生的大问题。
Bible is going to answer our big questions in our issues in our life.
创世纪是要告诉我们人从哪里来。
The Genesis tells us where we come from.
我们人是神造的。
We were created by God.
那么启示录是告诉我们人要往哪里去。
And the Revelation tells us where are we going.
但是信主的和不信主的结局是不一样的。
The outcome of the believer or non-believer are different.
信主的会得到永远的生命。
Believer will receive eternal life.
不信主呢，就是永远的灭亡。
Non-believer will be eternal condemned.
那中间的部分呢，是告诉我们每个人都是迷失在罪途。
Between the Genesis and the Revelation, it tells us we all lost in the sin.
所以神要按照他的公义来审判。
God will judge us based on His righteousness.
但也要因着他爱来拯救我们。
But he will save us based on his love.
那么第一段的经文呢，是在创世纪。
The first section of message comes from Genesis.
这个故事呢，是告诉我们神要来审判罪恶。
This story tells us God will come and judge the sin.
耶和华是神的名字。
Jehovah is the name of our God.
当神看到索罗玛和俄摩拉的罪恶滔天的时候，他要来施行审判。
When God sees the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, He comes to judge.
那亚伯拉罕呢，是神呼召的一个义人。
Abraham is a righteous man called by God.
他知道神的公义，但是他也相信神有怜悯。
He knows God is righteous, but he trusts God's mercy.
所以他为着城里的义人向神来代求。
He pleads for the righteous people in the city.
亚伯拉罕对神说，审判全地的主岂不行公义吗？
Abraham said to God, the judge of all the earth, will not he do the right?
所以今天我们的信息就是审判全地的主。
So the topic of today's message is the judge of the whole earth.
那么这位审判全地的主呢，他也是创造全地的主。
This judge of all the earth also is the creator of all the earth.
神用了六天的时间创造宇宙万物，也创造了我们人类。
God created the whole universe and human beings within 6 days.
所以我们知道神是创造者，我们是神造的。
So we know God is our creator and we are his creation created by him.
虽然我们用肉眼不能直接看到神。
Although we cannot see God with our physical eyes.
好，我们有限的头脑也不能完全的认识这位无限的神。
Our human limited mind cannot fully comprehend this unlimited God.
但是神要借着这本圣经来启示他自己。
But God revealed himself to us through Bible.
啊，我们不仅仅要知道他是创造者。
We not only know he is the creator.
而且要知道他借着审判，他也是那位掌管宇宙万物的。
He also revealed he is the sovereign Lord through the judgment.
那么神在创造万物的时候，他看着都是好的。
When he created everything, he saw it was good.
到了第六天，他按照他的形象和样式来造了人。
On the sixth day, he created man in his own image and likeness.
第一对的人就是亚当和夏娃。
The first couple of human beings was Adam and Eve.
神把他们放置在伊甸园里面，请他们修理看守。
God placed them in the Garden of Eden and asked them to work it and take care of it.
但是亚当和夏娃没有好好听神的话。
But Adam and Eve did not listen to God.
结果神当时就审判了，把他们赶出伊甸园。
And then God passed judgment on them. They were driven out from the Garden of Eve.
那么亚当和夏娃后代呢？他们仍然是越来越远离神，不按神的心意来活。
The offspring of Adam and Eve, they did not follow God's commandment. They went far away from God.
他们心里所做所想的尽都是恶。
Every inclination of their thought are evil, were evil.
所以当时的世界在神面前都败坏了，地上都满了强暴。
The world at that time was corrupted in God's sight and full of violence.
所以耶和华神他又很后悔造人在地上。
So God, our Lord Jehovah, regretted when he created people on the earth.
他用洪水来审判，毁灭了当时的世界。
He judged that world by the flood.
只用方舟来拯救了一人挪亚一家。
He saved Noah and his family by the ark.
但是挪亚的后代仍然是故意犯罪，不认识神。
But the offspring of Noah also willfully sinned against God.
最后神呼召了亚伯拉罕。
And finally God called Abraham.
要他离开本地本族本家，到神所应许的地方。
And left his own country, family and clan to the place God showed him.
那么这个索多玛和俄摩拉就是当时亚伯拉罕居住的附近的两座城。
This Sodom and Gomorrah are two cities where near the place Abraham lived.
这里说到耶和华说，索多玛俄摩拉的罪恶甚重，深亡于我，我现在下去查看他们所行的，果然竟像那达到我耳中的声音一样吗？若是不然，我也必知道。
And here in the Genesis said, The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grievous that I will go down and see if what they have done is so as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know.
啊，其实神是全能全知的，他即使什么都知道。
But actually, God is omnipotent and omnipotent. He knows everything.
那他之所以要下去，他是为着我们人的缘故。
The reason he went down for the sake of our people, human people.
否则人会在那里狡辩说，我哪里会有这件事情呢？
Otherwise, human being will argue, where did these things happen?
于是耶和华神说，我要亲自下去，给他们当面来证明出来。
So the Lord God, he said, I myself will go down and testify in their faith.
那么索多玛和俄摩拉这两座城犯了什么罪呢？
What think that these two cities committed?
啊，后面的经文会告诉我们说，他们犯了其中的一项大罪，就是同性恋。
The following passage tell us that one of the big things they committed is homosexual.
啊，神原来创造人是一男一女。
When God created human beings, he created male and female.
要他们成为夫妻，建立家庭，生儿养女。
They became husband and wife and had children.
但是因着人的堕落就犯了这个大罪。
Because of fallen of human being, they commit this big, great sin.
啊，在罗马书的一章26-27节有描述了当时的情景。
In the Roman chapter 1, verse 26 and 27 describe all this sin.
啊，因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把圣性的用处变为逆性的用处，男人也是如此，弃了女人圣性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行可羞耻的事情，就在自己身上受着妄为当得的报应。
Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relationship for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relationship with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error.
那么前两个月，王华弟兄在这里有分享如何面对同性恋的这个话题。
Two months ago, our brother Wang Hua shared about how we deal with homosexual issues.
啊，告诉我们这个罪是神非常憎恶的。
Tell us this is the sin God hates so much.
啊，神是公义圣洁的，他一定要把这个罪恶除去。
God is holy and righteous. He will deal at this sin.
所以我们看到后面的19章的经节告诉我们，神是把全部这两座城都毁灭了。
And so in the chapter 19 of Genesis, tell us God destroyed these two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah.
这里说到当时耶和华将硫磺与火从天上耶和华那里降雨索多玛与俄摩拉，把那些城和全平原以及城里所有的居民以及地上所生产的都毁灭了。
Then the Lord rained down burning sapphire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heaven that overthrew those cities and the entire plain destroyed all those living in the cities and also the vegetation in the land.
那可见说当时这两座城的罪恶非常的大，里面连十个义人都没有。
So we can see in these two cities the sin is so grievous there's not even 10 righteous people.
所以当亚伯拉罕第二天去看的时候，发现这两座城呢就像烟气上腾，就像烧窑一般，全部都毁灭。
So the second day when Abraham looked at those two cities like a furnace burning with sulfur.
那么神来毁灭索多玛和俄摩拉，其实就是神最后要审判这个世界的境界。
God will judge the time Sodom and Gomorrah. This is the warning he also sent to us at the end of the world.
使徒彼得在他彼得后书二章六节说到，又判定索多玛和俄摩拉将恶城倾覆，焚烧成灰，作为后世不敬虔人的见解。
Apostle Peter wrote in the Second Peter chapter 2 verse 6, he said, if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them into ashes.And make them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly.
大家应该还会对前几个月澳洲的山火还是记忆犹新。
We still remember this couple of months the bushfire.
这山火烧了好几个月，是损失惨重。
This bushfire lasted for several months, and we suffered great loss.
虽然山火还没有烧到我们这个地方，但是浓浓的烟雾呛得我们真的好像就是世界末日一样。
The bushfire hadn't reached our place, but we all suffer because of heavy smoke.
你会怎么看待这个山火呢？
What do you think of this bushfire?
也许你可以说这是某些自然原因引起的。
Maybe you see this is a natural phenomenon.
例如高温干旱的天气。
For example, high temperature and dry weather.
有可能是雷电引起的火花。
Maybe the thunder ignites the flame.
甚至你还可以归咎于政府的不给力。
Or you can say blame the government did not give enough resources.
但是从基督徒的眼光来看，这却是对这个国家的一个警告。
But from the point of view as a Christian, we'll see that this is the warning God sent to this country.
就像神要倾覆索多玛和俄摩拉一样，神也借着山火来警告这个国家。
Just as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah.God also gives warning through the bushfire to our country.
现在在澳洲同性恋合法化。
In, sorry, last year, the sex, same-sex marriage legalized.
堕胎合法化。
Abortion, legalized abortion.
大麻也合法化。
Marijuana also legalized.
当罪恶被包装成不受法律制裁的时候，这个罪恶就在社会当中蔓延泛滥开来。
When the sin has been separately wrapped in as legalized, and the sin will spread all over the society.
而且现在这个学校还推行性教育，使孩子从小呢就混淆性别。
And in the school, the education about sex makes the children confused what the sex.
这些呢都是使神得不到敬虔的人。
These all these cause God's people lose. Godly descendant.
所以如果我们再不悔改的话，结局也是像这两座城一样被倾覆焚烧成灰。
So if we do not repent now, we will, our outcome will be like these two cities.
也许有些福音朋友会问，为什么你们信的神会去审判呢？
Why you believer will judge the world?
不是说神爱世人吗？
Isn't God love the world?
那么神爱世人，他为什么会这么可怕的去审判呢？
If God loved the world, why he would judge the world so horribly?
我们知道神爱世人，但是我们也要知道神是公义的。
We know God loved the world, and we also acknowledge that God is righteous.
他是不能容忍罪恶，所以他必须要来审判。
He cannot tolerate sin, he must judge.
神也是圣洁的，所以他要借着审判把这个罪恶来除去。
God is holy, he would through this judgment, he put an end to all things.
所以审判还是符合神公义的性情。
God's judgment will meet God's righteous attribute.
就像亚伯拉罕对神说，审判全地的主岂不行公义吗？
Just like Abraham said to God, does not the judge of whole earth do right?
好，我们要求神公义，其实公义也是我们做人的一个准则。
We know that God is righteous, and righteousness is also a principle of our conduct.
当我们看到一个人在做了坏事的时候，我们希望他能够得到公义的惩罚。
When we see one person keep doing very bad things, we hope he will receive the right judgment.
我们也希望地上的法官能够秉公行义，还赏善罚恶和伸张正义。
I will also hope a judge, earthly judge, will judgeJustly and commend the good and condemn the doing bad.
如果一个法官不好好审判，偏袒一方，虚张正直，我们就说他是不公义的。
If one judge cannot judge justly and show partiality, that cannot protect those righteous, we said this is unjust.
地上的法官，我们尚且要求他公义的审判，更何况我们那位绝对公义的神。
So earthly judge, we require from him is righteous. Also, so does the righteous God of our Lord.
如果没有最终的审判，就等于说没有一个公义的标准。
If there's no final judgment, that means there's no standard.
所以我们要相信公义的神，也要相信他一定会审判。
We trust righteous God. We also trust God of one day he will judge the whole world.
借着审判，神要荣耀他的自己。
God glorify himself through judgment.
神要为着他的公义和审判做辩护。
God vindicate himself for his righteousness and justice.
有些人可能会说，神应该是不降福也不降祸，神应该不在乎这一些。
Someone will say God doesn't care. He will not give curse or blessing.
但是神要借着审判来显明他是怎么样的一位神。
God will demonstrate to us what kind of God through judgment.
我以前有去过寺庙去参观。
Our brother before he went to the temple.
我觉得最凶的那个偶像就是叫四大金刚。
The most ferocious idol was four guardian warriors.
四大金刚有两层楼那么高，就瞪着大眼睛看着你。
The four guardian warriors as high as two stories building.
所以其实没什么人去他那边去烧香了。
Basically, rarely people will go to the warrior and burn incense.
大家去烧香一般都是挑那些要么就是闭着眼睛的菩萨，要么就是笑眯眯的那弥勒佛。
People most likely will go to
the female, like female idol of Guanyin Buddhist or the male, 弥勒宫。
所以就算你今天做错事情，你还是赶到这些偶像面前去烧香。
Even people do all bad things, they still have the boldness to go to those idols and burn incense.
因为你潜意识里你知道这些偶像是假的，他不会来审判你。
Because in subconscious of people, in people's subconscious, they know that these idols are not true, false. They will not judge.
但是你今天知道。这位审判的神就是造天地的耶和华独一的真神，你是不敢随便的。
But when you know the judge of whole the earth is the creator of heaven and earth, he will judge. You dare not to come when people do bad things.
因为他是会审判你的，所以有罪的人是不敢到他面前来的。
So sinful person would dare not or do not have the competence approach God.
所以这位神他借着审判，他就越发显出他的真实。
God.Prove himself truthful through the judgment.
所以我们更要来敬畏他。
So we ought to fear him more.
那么神借着审判，他也要把一切隐藏的事情要揭露出来。
God also reveal all the hidden things through judgment.
也许有些人会以为做了坏事没人知道，神不知鬼不觉。
Some people may think that all the bad things they have done, no one will know, neither God or ghost will know what he has done.
但是到了审判的那一天，神要把甚至把心里所想的意念都要揭露出来。
But on the day of judgment, God will reveal all the even the thoughts in people's heart will be exposed.
也许你会说，这审判的话我不爱听。
Maybe you say I do not like the word of the word copy of judgment.
那说明你自己也很怕受到审判。
That means you really fear worry about the judgment.
圣经里面有一句话令我一直很紧张，在马太福音的第十二章的三十六节。
In the Matthew chapter,
马太福音十二章三十六节
，verse 36。
这是主耶稣亲口说的。
This our Lord Jesus Christ, He Himself spoke.
他说：“我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，必要句句的供出来。”
But I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken.
是不是很可怕？
This is very fearful.
所以请我们都要少说闲话。
Please, so we do not speak those empty words.
对，因为要凭着我们所说的话定我们有义，也要凭着我们所说的话定我们有罪。
Yes, we will be judged by whatever we say. We will be acquitted or we will be condemned.
那么借着审判，神也要把这个罪恶除去。
So God also will do away with sin through judgment.
当罪被审判了以后，他就到了他最终的结局。
When sin has been judged, he comes to the very final end.
所以审判是神极大的工作。
So judgment is one of God's biggest.Work.
这个被罪恶污染的世界还有败坏的人类最终都要面临神的审判。
This polluted with sin world and corrupt humankind will finally receive God's judgment.
那么审判有好几种。
There are many kinds of judgment.
我们刚才读的第二段经文呢是讲到神对不信主的人的审判。
The second passage we read the judgment about the unbeliever.
我们回到刚才读的经文，启示录二十章十一到十五节。
Let's return to the scripture, Revelation chapter 20, verse 11.
这个是神给使徒约翰看到的意象。
This is the vision God gave our apostle John.
就是看到神对不信者在末日最终的一个审判。
And God gives the unbeliever final judgment.
这里十一节讲到，我又看见一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。
Then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on him. The earth and the heaven fled from his presence, and there's no place for them.
这个白色的大宝座就是代表神的荣耀。
This great white throne it represents God's glory.
宝座展示神的主权。
The throne.Demonstrates God's sovereignty.
白色象征他的公义和圣洁。
White represents His holy and righteousness.
那么坐在宝座上的就是耶和华神。
The one sit on the throne is Lord Jesus Jehovah.
还有耶稣基督，他要来审判世人。
And Jesus Christ, he will come to judge people.
那么审判是如此可怕，以致天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。
The judgment was so fearful, so that the heaven, the earth and the heavens all fled from his presence.
那使徒的约翰又看见许多死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座的面前。
And the apostle of John, he saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne.
这无论大小指的是人类历史上所有不幸的人。
This, the great and small, includes all the history that all unbelievers through all generations.
啊，不管你生前是多大，当了多大的官，赚了多少的钱，有多少的学问。最终都要站在神的面前，等候最终的判决。
Whether when you're on earth, how, what is your social status, position? Everyone, with great or small, will all stand before the throne.
我们现在可能会看到有些恶人在世上很亨通，好像得不到惩罚。
We can see some people do evil all the time, but on the earth, but life goes smoothly without any punishment.
但是按着定命，人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
But at the destination, everyone will die and receive judgment.
每个人最终都要站在神的面前，等候最后的审判。
Everyone must stand before God and receive final judgment.
那么审判是根据什么呢？
What will judgment based on?
这里讲到案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的。照他们所行的受审判。
And the books were open, another book was open, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they have done, as recorded in the book.
所以这里说得很明白，是按照我们一切所行的受审判。
This Bible tells very clearly, we are going to be judged according to what we have done.
我们会不会以为我们都有好行为呢？
Do we think we have many good deeds?
啊，在罗马书二章三节有讲到一句经文说，你这个人呐、啊，你论断行这样事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样，你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？
And in the Roman chapter 2 says, you therefore have no excuse to pass judgment on someone else, for at what point you judge others, you are condemned yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things.
我们其实很经常，刚才说很经常说闲话。
We say many times we speak those empty words.
啊，也会说别人，你这个人怎么样，那个人怎么样。
And we gossip at the back of a people's back.
但是我们自己想一想看，我们所做所行的，只不过跟别人都一样呢。
And many times have you ever think of what we do and say exactly like the other people?
所以我们都不可能逃脱神的审判。
So we cannot escape God's judgment.
我们在电视里看到在法庭上哈，辩护律师经常会说一句话说，你有权保持沉默，但是你现在所说的每一句话都将成为呈堂证供。
So in the TV, we always say that the defense lawyer will say, you have the right to keep silent, and every word you say will be regarded as evidence.
但是到了那一天，保持沉默也没有用。
But on the final day, keep silent is no use.
这些案卷呢，就像照 X 光一样，把你生前所做的每一件事情、说的每一句闲话，甚至心里所想的每一个意念都要找出来。
This book, whatever written on the book, on that day will be like X-ray, will be all exposed. Even the words you say, the thoughts in your mind will all be clear and not without any hindrance before this judge.
所以对于审判，我们是没有借口的。
So we have no excuse.To face is the final judgment.
那么最终审判的结局是什么呢？
What will be the final outcome of this judgment?
啊，结局这里是讲到死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
And the final outcome is death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire.
这最后就是与神隔绝，就永远的灭亡。
The lake of fire is the second death.Is perpetually separate from God's presence.
若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire.
这个生命册上的生命不是我们现在这个有限的生命。
The life in the book of life is not today's our life, limited life.
因为我们现在这个生命是有罪的，是会朽坏的。
Our life is immortal life, is corrupt by sin.
这个生命呢是神的儿子耶稣基督神圣的生命。
But the life of book of life is holy and life of God's Son.
它是永恒的，是不朽坏的。
It's immortal and eternal.
当主耶稣在十字架上付了代价的时候，他不仅仅救我们脱离了罪恶。
And the Lord Jesus Christ paid the price on the cross. He not only saved us from sin.
当他从死里复活的时候，他也把这个不朽坏的生命来赐给我们。
But when he rises from the dead, he also gives us this immortal life.
好，我们怎么知道我们有这个不朽坏的生命呢？
How can we know we have this immortal life?
在约翰一书五章十一节。
In the first John chapter 5 verse 1.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Yes, the testimony is God give us eternal life. This eternal life is in God, His Son. If anyone has God, Son of God has eternal life. And without the Son of God, there's no life.
请我们一起读一下这一节。这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。请我们自己问一下自己，我们
ask each of ourselves，
我们有没有相信耶稣基督，接受他做我们的救主？
Do we believe in Jesus Christ and receive him as our savior？
我们现在有没有神儿子的生命？
Do we have the life of God's Son？
我们有没有确信我们的名字在生命册上？
Are we sure our name was written down in the book of life?
盼望我们每一个已经信主的基督徒，我们有一个确据。
I hope every believer has this assurance.
我们的名字在生命册上就不至于永远的灭亡。
If our name was written in the book of life, we should not perish.
那么对于那些拒绝主耶稣的，他们的名字不在生命册上。
For those refused,Lord Jesus Christ, His name was not written down in the book of life.
他们的份就在烧着硫磺的火湖里面。
Their lot will be in the lake of fire.
神的审判是大有能力的。
God's judgment is full of power.
澳洲的山火烧了几个月，我们已经感受到它的可怕。
The bushfire lasts for a few months, and we taste the dreadful power of the bushfire.
将来的审判，火湖的火是不灭的，是更可怕的。
In the final day, the lake of fire will not quench.
当启示录在六章的十五节到十六节有讲到将来大灾难来临的时候，很多人都想要逃避。
In the Revelation chapter 6, tell about the final disaster, everyone is seeking to flee from this disaster.
这里讲到地上的君王、承载、将军、部户、壮士和一切唯独的自主的。他都藏在山洞和岩石穴里，向山和岩石桌倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避做宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒。
And the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich and the mighty, and everyone else, both slave and free, hidden in the cave and among the rocks of the mountains, they call to the mountain and the rock and fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sit on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb.
到了将来的审判，许多人也想要逃避做宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒。
And on the final judgment, everyone would like to escape from the face of who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb.
但是没有人能够逃脱。
And no one can escape.
让我们可以想象一下当时的场景。
Let's imagine the final situation.
是那些不信主人的结局。
Those are the final outcome of the unbeliever.
因为那些人如果不信主，他就不相信会复活。
If they do not believe Lord, they do not believe resurrection.
当他们告别这个世界的时候，他们以为一切都结束了。
When they farewell this world, they thought everything is fish.
但是突然有一天，呀哈，我活过来了。
But all suddenly one day they realized they rise again.
他们是不是很震惊？
Will they be shocked to them?
或者也许很兴奋，说我这是在哪里呢？
And will they be excited? Where are we now? Are we?
但是突然就发现自己被带到白色的大火洲的面前。
And suddenly they realized they were led to the white throne.
前面有一卷案卷这么厚，都写着他自己的名字。
The book was the name was written in a big book.
然后就像放 3D 电影一样，把小时候做的每一件的坏事，说的每一句的情话，心中的每一个念头，都一个个大声的念出来。
And it was like playing a 3D movie. Every act they did, and every word they speak, and even thoughts will be played on the screen.
想象一下，那是什么感觉
？Imagine what feeling people will have.
会很丢脸吗
？Will be shameful.
很羞愧吗
？Disgraceful.
觉得很耻辱吗
？Yeah, humiliated.
或者甚至做的坏事被念出来，觉得很恐惧吗？
All the bad evil thing was done before will be shown on the screen. Will feel so terrified.
当你听到最后的审判的时候，会很绝望吗
？When you hear the final judgment, will be really desperate.
所以这本圣经把最后的结局、最后的审判告诉我们，是给一个我们非常严重的警告。
So Bible tells us all these things to give us very solemn warning.
那么我们刚才读的经文是启示录还有创世纪，是讲到神的创造和神的审判。
The scripture we just read in the Genesis and Revelation, it also talk about God's creation and God's judgment.
中间的部分讲什么呢
？In between these two books, what it tells us.
前面的部分是旧约。
The first portion is Old Testament.
讲到神要来赐福给亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Tell about God will bless the descendant of Abraham.
他颁布律法给他们，要他们知道神的公义。
He gave them the law and helped them to know God is righteous.
也要让他们来谨守遵行。
So that they will obey, follow and obey.
但是人如果想靠自己的好行为得救，却是无能为力的。
But if people, human beings would like to be justified by their work, that they will be incapable of doing that.
因为没有一个人能够达到神公义的标准。
Because no one can reach the God's righteous standard.
所以每个人都要面临神最后的审判。
So everyone will face God's final judgment.
感谢主，这圣经的后半部分是新约。
Thanks for the second portion of the Bible is the New Testament.
当我们人不能自己救自己的时候，新约神因着爱我们，他要亲自来救我们。
When human beings cannot save themselves through Jesus Christ, he came to save us.
他要怎么来让我们来逃避这将来的愤怒呢
？How can he help us to escape the final?
神差遣他的独生爱子耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
God sent His only begotten Son into the world to save us.
他因着爱我们，他要为我们受审判，他要代替我们受刑罚。
He bore our judgment and because of His love.
主耶稣一生在地上遵行神的旨意，没有做过一件不好的事情。
Lord Jesus Christ obeyed do God's will.All his life, and he hasn't done anything bad.
但是他愿意为我们受审判。
But he willing to bear our judgment.
罪是我们犯的，但是刑罚却是主耶稣为我们受的。
We commit the sin, but he paid the penalty for us.
他被钉在十字架上。
He was nailed on the cross.
他的宝血流出是要赦免我们的罪。
He shed his blood to give us forgiveness of sin, our sin.
神是公义的，他必须要审判我们。
God is righteous, He must judge us.
但神是爱我们的，所以主耶稣代替我们受了这个刑罚。
But God is love, and Lord Jesus Christ, He sit in the place of judgment for us.
神不能不公义，不让罪恶过去，不审判我们的。
God cannot but be righteous, He cannot let the judgment just go by easily.
但是我们若认自己的罪，他也必须要赦免我们。
But if we confess our sin, he will forgive us.
主耶稣已经把罪和死的问题都解决了。
Lord Jesus, He has solved the problem of sin and death.
当他被钉在十字架上的时候，他就救我们脱离了罪的咒诅。
When He was nailed on the cross, He delivered us from the curse of sin.
他已经把这个救恩做成了。
He has accomplished this salvation.
当他从死里复活的时候，他也把不朽坏的生命赐给我们。
When he rises from the dead and he gives us immortal life,
使我们脱离那永远的灭亡。
So that we can free from the eternal destruction.
所以我们因着神有公义来审判，我们要赞美他。
We praise God for he judge us because he's righteous.
我们因着神爱我们，我们要感谢他。
We praise him for he loves us.
那我们信主的人呢？我们还是会有审判。
But for the believer, we still have judgment.
在哥林多后书五章十节。
In the Second Corinthians chapter 5.
讲到，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
It tells us all believers one day will appear the throne of Christ and we appear before Him.Will be judged according whatever what we have done, whether good or bad.
我们信主的人，我们的审判不是在白色大宝座，而是在基督台前。
Our believer, our judgment is not before the white throne, but before the judgment seat of Christ.
信主的人仍然要按照他一生的工作和行为受神的审判。
Each of believer will receive judgment according what we have done.His work and his conduct.
但是这个审判是神家里的审判。
But this judgment is God's household judgment.
是已经得救不至于灭亡的。
For those who have been saved will not have this eternal judgment.
主耶稣已经把福音来告诉我们。
Lord Jesus tell us the good news.
对于那些接受他的，他来做他们的救主。
For those receive him, he becomesThey are saved, his savior.
但是对于那些拒绝的，主耶稣已经告诉说，索德玛、俄摩拉所受的比他们还容易受呢。
But for those who reject Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus tells them, whatever Sodom and Gomorrah is much easier than those who reject Him.
所以选择顺从还是选择抗拒，对每一个人而言都是非常重要的决定。
It's very crucial decision to choose obey or to reject.
这个决定的后果也要由我们每一个人亲自来承担。
We will bear the consequence of our decision.
主耶稣第一次来是作为我们的救主，作为人子被钉在十字架上。
Lord Jesus first time when he came, he was nailed on a cross as our savior.
当他第二次来的时候，他是要来做王，他要来审判。
And the second, when second he come second time, he will be king and he will be the judge.
我盼望还没有信主的，我们都要趁着今日，要及时来领受他的救恩。
I hope if any of you haven't received Lord Jesus Christ, you will receive Him as your Savior.
我们在前面读的第一段的经文，那个故事呢，后面还有一段的长长的对话。
And the first portion of scripture we just read, they were following that. It's a very long dialogue.
讲到当耶和华要来审判城中的罪人的时候。亚伯拉罕向他来求问。
Tell about when God will judge the two cities, the conversation between Abraham and God.
啊，亚伯拉罕问神说，如果这城里五十个人短了五个，你也照样毁灭那个城吗
？And Abraham asked God, if the number of righteous people found five less, will you still wipe off the two cities?
那耶和华神说，好吧。为这四十五个的缘故，我也不毁灭那城。
And God Jehovah said, for the sake of these 45 righteous people, I will spare the city.
亚伯拉罕继续向神求。
Abraham continued plead for these two cities.
如果一人只有四十个呢
？If what if only have 40 righteous people?
只有三十个呢
？What about 30?
只有二十个呢
？What about 20?
只有十个呢
？What about ten？
最后神说，为这十个的缘故，我也不毁灭那城。
And God said, for the sake of this ten righteous person, I will spare the city.
这个经文不是说亚伯拉罕跟神能够讨价还价。
If this section of scripture doesn't mean Abraham can bargain with God.
因为亚伯拉罕知道神的公义。
Because Abraham knows God is righteous.
他知道神是审判全地的主。
He knows God is the judge of all the earth.
但是他也相信神有怜悯。
But he also trusts God's mercy.
所以他为着城里剩余的义人向神来代求。
So he intercedes for the 10 people in the 10 righteous people in the city.
所以让我们已经信主的弟兄姐妹也要为着世上的人来代求。
So let all believers we plead and intercede for the those unbelievers.
就像使徒保罗在提摩太后书四章一到二节来劝勉我们的。
Just like Apostle Paul in the 2 Timothy chapter 5.
他说我在神面前并在将来审判活人死人的耶稣基督面前凭着他的显现和他的国度嘱咐你务要传道无论得时不得时总要专心并用百般的忍耐各样的教训来责备人警戒人和劝勉人
Yes, basically, the Apostle PaulUrge Timothy to persevere whether in season or unseason. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and dead, in the view of his appearing and his salvation, I give you this charge. Persevere. Be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience, carefully instruction.
所以我们信主呢也要趁着还有今日要及时来传福音。
So we, God's children, take opportunity of today, let's share the gospel.
刚才林阳弟兄带领我们唱了一首诗歌是在大本诗歌620首要及时。
Our brother 林阳 just let us sing the hymn in Big Hymn Book 620.
歌词里面讲到这个飘渺的这个人生非常的短暂。
Be in time.The words tell us life at the best is very brief, like a falling of a leaf.
我们几十年像浮云也像幻梦一下子就结束了。
Our life is brief like falling of a leaf.
但是我们要想到永恒。
But we have to consider our eternity.
我们是会得到永远的生命呢还是会永远的灭亡
Do we have eternal life or eternal destruction?
耶稣基督已经把这个救恩做成了。
Lord Jesus,has already completed this salvation.
他也在向我们召唤。
Today he's calling us.
让我们在趁着他的审判大律来临之前我们要选择他做我们的救主。
Before this final judgment day, please receive him as our savior.
好不好我们一起再把这首歌唱一遍。
Shall we sing this hymn once more?
好我们只唱第一节和第四节。
We only sing the stanza 1 and stanza 4.
当我们在唱的时候也请弟兄姐妹来思想。
When we sing this hymn, let's meditate.
我们这些已经蒙了主的宝血救赎的人。
We who are washed by his blood.
我们的名字已经在生命册上。
Our name already written down in the book of life.
也让我们不要轻忽主的救恩。
Let us do not take light of his salvation.
神是轻慢不得的。
God cannot be contained.
他必按我们所行的或善或恶来审判。
He will judge us, what we have done, whether good or bad.
所以也让我们警醒预备。
Let us be watchful and prepared.
要过一个圣洁得胜的生活。
Live a holy and victorious life.
也求主让我们有负担关心身边的亲人朋友。
Let us have the burden to care about our relatives and friends around us.
让他们早日听到福音来归向主。
Help them to listen to have the good news and to receive him as their savior.
在主大而可畏的审判大日到来之前，让他们都免去最后的审判。
Before God's dreadful judgment day, let them receive his salvation and to escape from his judgment.
好，请我们一起唱第一节和第四节。
Let's sing together, stand one and four.
Thank you.
请我们低头一起祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主耶稣，我们真的都要来敬拜你。
Lord Jesus, truly we come to worship you.
因为你是那位审判全地的主。
Because you are the judge of all the earth.
借着审判，你要荣耀你自己。
You glorify yourself through judgment.
借着审判，你要结束罪恶。
You will put an end to the sin through judgment.
借着审判，你要领我们进入救恩。
You lead us into salvation through judgment.
我们敬拜你是审判全地和创造全地的主。
We worship you as the judge of all earth and creator of the all universe.
你已经为审判设摆你的宝座。
You set up the throne because of judgment.
你要按公义来审判全地，按正直来判断万民。
You will judge the whole earth based on righteousness, and you will judge the whole earth.
为你坐着为王，直到永远。
Because you reign as a king and reign forever.
我们要把感谢和赞美献上给你。
We give you thanks and praise.
我们也求你感动福音朋友的心。
We pray that you move the heart of our gospel friend.
趁着还有今日，及时来相信你。
Take the opportunity if still have today, they will believe in your salvation.
接受耶稣基督做个人的救主。
Receive you as their personal savior.
接受基督耶稣做个人的生命。
Receive Jesus Christ as their personal life.
我们仰望神的恩典。
We look into God's grace.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.